Hello, Audioboo. It's Pawari again. It's my second Audioboo of the day. It is still Saturday, the 5th of May, and it's about 1:30 now, and I am responding to Jacqueline B's question about stress, which I agree. I'm really enjoying this conversation. Something else that came out of, I know I really should recommend that you listen to this Back to Work podcast. Something else that came out of it was that stress is not necessarily a bad thing. And so I can see that we're already coming at it from slightly different sides of the coin, whereas you very rightly want to say, I shouldn't feel stressed about XYZ situation and be able to step back out of that. And I think that's really, really important when you can, to be able to distance yourself from that stress. But on the other side, stress can be actually a great motivator, and you know, some people do thrive on stress depending on their personalities and certain types of stress. A great example is writers can often work better on a deadline. When you've got loads and loads of time and no stress, then you're probably not going to push yourself. In terms of who you're allowing permission to stress you out, why give it to anybody? See, I see permission to stress doesn't mean to say necessarily they are going to stress you, but I give permission to my children to stress me out because I'm their mother. And if there's something that's really upsetting them or some big disaster in their life, then yes, I will feel stressed about it because they're important to me. So I guess, why do you give it to anyone? Because they are important to you. If there is a big crisis at work where my help is really, really needed, then actually, yes, I do give permission for them to stress me a bit about that because I care about doing a good job. I care about getting that work done. Giving someone permission to stress me out because they didn't give me enough notice or didn't think through the rotas properly, not so much. I'm not that keen on giving permission for that. I find that I do feel stressed about it anyway, which is something I do need to work on. But yes, I think the problem is stress is a very negative word, isn't it? And I think everyone has to sort of come to their own conclusions in life. One, what actually counts as stress for them, because something that I could say is stressing me out to somebody else, they could say, why would that be stressful? I don't understand. First world problem issue. But for another person, that can be a massive, massive deal. For me, what very much came out of the podcast that I really resonated with is it isn't necessarily one thing on its own that stresses me out, but when in two different areas of my life, small stresses in both of them causes much more problems than massive stress in just one of them. Because there is no safe port, there's nowhere to hide from stress or to de-stress. For me, I know I probably need to minimise stress or convert stress into something more productive, a more productive emotion. Whereas other people seem to do really, really well with stress and will almost set themselves up to get to the point where they are utterly, utterly stressed to get things done. I think it's just different personalities, isn't it? And how different things motivate you and how you operate day to day. As for me, having a completely stress-free environment, it would be absolutely bliss. Well, I say that. But would it really? I don't know. Maybe I'll get really bored very quickly. Yes. But I'll leave it there and I will talk to you again soon. Bye now.